Hello, I'm Tim, the small in the small, medium, large vault cast. This is our first attempt at recording, so I wanted to have a small preface just to point out that we are new at this, and that things will get a lot tighter as we go into doing these things on a schedule. There'll be more structure, we'll have guests, and hopefully we'll be able to stay on topic for longer than 2 minutes at a time. To that point, here's episode zero.
I'm small, medium, I'm large, and this is the vault cast. And then we would have like the little musical intro.
Yeah.
Doodly-doo-doo. I'm sure you could add that
No, yeah, I could just cut. I could add whatever I want. I could add whatever the fuck I want.
And just have like intro music.
We could just do an MP3, and then I could just make up videos later on. I could just dub over my friends. We could be sitting there like talking about rashes, and friggin' next thing you know, it's like I just overdub everything. No one will know what's happening.
It's clearly the way to go.
So we'll animate it.
Are you going to handle like the flow of things, like do the introduction?
This
is the Vault Cast. My name is Tim.
Yeah.
Sitting with me is Joe Cam.
You're Joe, not Tim.
Well, no,
you're, be the yeah, one no, I, yeah, I'm Tim, motherfucker.
Please don't take that away.
My name is insert name here.
Joe's name is insert name here.
He changed his name. Stop changing your names every episode.
This is, what is it, Booge?
Vogue.
Vogue? Vogue. Spooge.
It's Spooge, but with a B.
Spooge, but with a B. It's like Spooge, but it's creamier.
Absolutely.
Video games, motherfuckers. Alright, the THQ thing. So what happened with that?
Is this officially it?
Yeah, we might as well start going into it, because we got to get used to it.
Should we introduce ourselves?
We just did. I'll cut it, make it sound good. If I can't cut it, make it sound good, then we fucked up.
Well, we're laughing, so that's got to stay in it. I guess the big news of the past week and a half has been the absolute dissolution of THQ. The U-Draw pretty much sunk them.
That fucking thing.
Casual Games sunk them.
Let's talk about the U-Draw for a second, because I don't know if you know about this, because you don't know. Booge over here doesn't know much about the current state of video games. He's behind the times.
Bouget?
One more time. I'm going to write your name down.
Louis Bouget.
Louis Bouget. No.
Bogue. B-O-G-E.
Bogue.
O-G-E, like Vogue.
Like Vogue, with like a B.
But with a B.
Just put that in parentheses.
Vogue is the generic Vogue. Like, this is what you get at TJ Maxx, but if you wanted Vogue, you get Vogue instead.
Sure.
Come on, Vogue!
Alright, so THQ, what was this, 2 years ago?
Something like that.
They put out this thing called the U-Draw tablet, which is, are you familiar with those things artists use on computers?
Mm-hmm.
What this was is it was a drawing tablet. Then they put it out originally for, was it the Wii at first?
It was the Wii, and it was popular on the Wii.
It was successful on the Wii.
It's like something that kids who own Wiis would use.
Yeah, and what it was is like you could play Pictionary on it stuff. And they thought, somebody in the company went and said, this is the next big thing. This is going to be fucking huge. We got to make this for every console, and we got to make a bazillion of them. So they make a bazillion of them, and no one friggin' buys them at all.
Because dude bros don't want to draw stick figures and flowers.
No, dude bros just want their Madden.
And they're Call of Duty.
And they want some COD, bro.
And there's
dude,
no way.
Bro. Fucking COD, bro. Come on, bro.
There's no way U-Draw can fit into a Madden Call of Duty world.
No. Unless you draw football players
shooting each
getting
other.
Shot in the head.
Which is probably the next step for dude bros.
They're not going to give a shit about U-Draw Pictionary.
No.
The closest thing that they might have had to something that would work there is the Marvel you draw, where you pretty much draw comic characters. But
yeah,
which is way too hard. I love comic books. I love superhero, Marvel, DC, whatever. And I'm not drawing stick figure superheroes. It's not happening.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't anywhere near the quality of the tablets that you get on a computer.
No.
It really was a thing for kids, and they, for some reason, seem to have think, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they seem to think that making a gazillion of these things that were destined for the bargain bin was a wise idea.
They thought it would catch on other consoles like it did on the Wii.
I could see them sinking money into research into the technology into doing it, but what they had at the time probably wasn't worth.
Yeah, and what this led to was when it did eventually
go belly up
when they realized, oh shit, we made a mistake. They were in huge amounts of debt for this thing they couldn't recoup the money for, mm-hmm. and they started to decide to bank on pretty much Darksiders 2, maybe Saints Row.
Well, they brought Jason Rubin in, who was the head of Naughty Dog for the longest time, and they brought him in as the head of the company to turn them around. And he even went on record saying that when he came in, things were a lot worse than he was led to believe.
Yeah.
Like, they were a lot further, and he figured he was just brought in to wrap things up as tidily as possible. And
tidily?
Like, he knew it was
like
the end.
Tidiness.
He assumed he was brought in for the end, and they brought him in to save it.
Tried.
Save us.
But
they probably realized, oh, we need somebody to save us, not realizing they really just need somebody to guide them into bankruptcy.
I mean, last year, Saints Row the Third sold incredibly well for them.
Oh, the game was fantastic.
As well as the DLC. Mm-hmm. They re-released it with all the DLC. I don't know how well that sold, but you can't expect much on a Game of the Year edition.
Full package edition.
They had a lot of stock in Darksiders 2, which apparently sold below expectations. But
didn't sell poorly.
It wasn't poor by any means. And I think their big, like, the big thing that they figured was going to make or break them was South Park, The Stick of Truth, which was supposed to come out last year, and then it got bumped to March.
Mm-hmm.
And then supposedly it was bumped to May, but my pre-order still says March. And now with South Park license and the Stick of Truth being sold off to, I think Ubisoft picked that up. Who knows when it's coming out? They just said it's coming out this calendar year.
Yeah.
Just for anyone else that is a rube like me, Joe, he explained to me that DLC stands for
Downloadable Content.
Just putting that out there in case there's any idiots out there.
Well, an interesting note on that, too, is what, I mean,
your
I don't
audience,
know.
Audience, Bogue.
My audience. I will have an audience.
They used to do expansions, like I remember back in Halo, they had the multiplayer map pack that came out. For anyone who didn't have Xbox Live, you'd have to go out and buy this disc. Mm-hmm. Me having a big PC history, especially with strategy games, what they do is they'd make this extra campaign, and you know, new storyline missions, new units that you could build, new structures, new abilities, things like that. Or in RPGs, they did that too for the PC, and you go out and you'd be hyped for this expansion, and this thing would come out, and you go buy it. You'd have to have the original game, and then you have that installed, then you install this, and it just adds on more content, makes it bigger. But the companies at one point realized that since digital distribution has gotten so easy now, because bandwidth is pretty wide, you can deliver smaller portions of this content. You can create it and deliver it quickly and make just as much, or if not more, money to a wider audience, you know, and sell it to a wider audience than you ever could before. So those traditional expansions went away, and now we have DLC, which is a whole other topic altogether.
And if it goes along,
this
with
isn't just
game,
a podcast; it's a learning experience.
Right? Well, that's kind of cool, though.
If it goes along with any game that's already big online play, then they already have Xbox Live. It's just push the button.
Well, that's
and they can get that downloadable content.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about where games
as
is
opposed
going
to going out and buying another disc.
Yeah, this could bring us into the whole idea of like where the games industry is going to with, like, right now, downloadable content you can download pretty quickly, and that's where content providers have realized that there's money. But a lot of the big distributors or a lot of the big companies are realizing we can start doing games, full on games like that. Which is why the whole worry of no more used games might come about in the next generation of consoles. I don't think it's going to come in this generation, but if there is a console generation after,
and then
that
with
might
digital
happen.
Downloads, there's no such thing as a used game market.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, but then if that's the future, like there's still large games that would literally take hours or a day to download.
Yes, right now there's that. But this happened. I have a buddy who's in my favorite band. He lives out in Seattle. He had a music shop for years before he started doing tour management.
What's your favorite band?
V&V Nation.
You tapped your shirt.
Yeah, and we're not doing the video podcast yet.
Can't see.
Maybe I just want them.
Yeah, did you guys see that? Well, then bleep out. V&V Nation. All you have to do is when someone says V&V Nation, you just bleep it, and that way they can't hear
me.
Give
me a lot of work now. He told me an interesting story about how with the music industry, as soon as our bandwidth hit speeds where we could click and download a song without thinking about it, being like, I want this song. I'm going to go on the Napster, and I'm going to download it, mm-hmm. and I'm going to have that song in under a minute. The music industry died basically that day because it's now inconvenient for me to go out and buy the CD physically when I can download it, put it on my phone, because most people have a phone that can play music now.
Even I do.
Put it right on your phone, and then you can use your phone in your car. You can use it walking down the street. Mm-hmm. You can have it play on your computer at home, in your home stereo, whatever. It becomes inconvenient to go out to the store. Now, the reason why, and then that started happening to movies, which is the next step up in a size format. Like a CD is whatever megabytes, and then a movie is anywhere from not too terribly much larger from a high-quality audio CD to a Blu-ray, which can be a few gigabytes.
I think some Blu-ray movies could get up to, like, 10 gig.
Well, yeah, I mean, Blu-ray discs can hold 50 gigabytes.
Yeah.
But you get into this thing where movies you can download still pretty quickly. I mean, half hour, 45 minutes for a high-quality movie.
And a lot of them you could stream while it downloads.
Yeah, I mean, you can do some crazy stuff. And then games are the next thing in line, because you're talking like 4 to 8 to 16 gigabytes, mm-hmm. and internet is progressively getting faster every year, so there's going to be a point where, you know, like, a game's going to come out, and it's going to come out of that day, and I'm just going to download. It's going to take 10 minutes to download. Like, why would
We're kind of at that point where Steam, on PlayStation Network, they started their day one digital. Mm-hmm. So Ni No Kuni came out this week or last week. You can go on to PlayStation Network and just buy the game.
Well, something that you probably don't know, and maybe some of the people listening who are console gamers don't know, but Steam, and I think PlayStation kind of does this. I don't know. They have a thing called preloading. So, like, let's say Dead Space 3 comes out next week. Mm-hmm. I might be able to preload it this weekend. I might be able to actually download the game this weekend. So even if it takes me, like, a day to download, it will be, the day it comes out, it will unlock.
Tuesday at midnight, you can play it.
Yeah, it will unlock, they'll have, like, a little 2 megabyte file you download that basically unlocks the game for you. Even though it's already downloaded, you have to still, you know, unlock it. They don't want you playing it yet. But then I don't have to leave my house. I can just play it instantly. I can boot it right up, bowl through the campaign, and have a blast. But that's where we're heading, and that's where the games industry is heading, and that's what part of my business model at the store I run was going to take into account, was that we're getting that far, and I feel like I'm wondering if companies aren't ready for that, even though they've gotten on this digital distribution front. I don't think that they grasp the full extent of it, like the music industry didn't grasp the full extent of the internet at the time, and it kind of hurt them.
I see it being a bad thing in two ways, and I'll explain that. The one thing is, are they going to charge the same amount for a game to download than a game that you go and you pick up a game store?
That's always been one of the big debates, because typically they are the same cost a lot of the time. Sometimes there's a small discount. I know the PC games are usually always boxed or digital, $10 cheaper than their console counterparts, which is weird.
I know.
I don't care.
It depends on the game, and usually the publisher, mm-hmm. or on PlayStation, you can get the game. If it's a $60 game, you could pick it up for $53.99. So it's like a 10% discount if you buy the digital instead of going to the store. And honestly, I think I would rather pay that extra $6 and own it.
See, that leads into my second point, was you're always going to have people, like you and me, that want to have the hard copy. They want to have the booklet and the artwork and everything, and when that kind of thing...
Booklets. Remember those, kids?
Oh, yeah, now it's just a pamphlet.
No, it's not even a pamphlet anymore. EA, I think it was EA, started doing a thing where they actually printed on the inside of the cover art.
No, really?
Yeah, so you open the game, there's nothing in there.
Well, the safety information's in there, but with EA games and their online passes, you still have a slip of paper in there that has your online pass because you need that.
Well,
my thing was, is just along with the music industry, it's great that you can download songs, because I've been burned on I don't know how many albums. I hear one or two, three songs. I think they're good. I go out, buy the album, and those are the only three songs.
It's just the rest of the album is poop.
Shit.
Yes, exactly.
Plastered on
CD. And if we want to, like, throw out some names, I could.
Poopy Boner.
But, exactly.
I wasn't going to say it.
But I like having the copy of the game. You know what I mean? And there's a lot, along with the CD, there's a lot that goes into the artwork of the CD that I want to support the artist putting together the artwork.
And I honestly think that's what has led to the mass influx of collector's editions for games.
Yeah. Because I think it's great. I think it's an amazing thing. And I like to go over to your house and see all of your collector's editions and your box sets because and all of this stuff.
There's so many absolute consumer whores like me out there who, when the game comes out, you'll want to spend the extra $20 for an art book, a soundtrack, a friggin' pillowcase or a little extra $40 for a big ass statue that just looks cool.
You can't
cool
say big
on your
ass.
Shelf.
You can say large ass, or you can say
you can say your ass. No, there's this the scary thing is with the future of game consoles right now is as a PC gamer for probably about a decade now, ever since the inception of Steam, which is around 2003. I think that's when Half-Life 2 came out, summer 2002, 2003.
Whatever.
CD keys have been around for even longer than that, and you get the game, you get type in the CD key. Wasn't that big of a deal. It used to be really easy to get around to hack if you wanted to pirate a copy of it or borrow a copy from a friend and he didn't, or you lost the CD key, whatever. There's ways around it. But Steam now, which I've been using for since it came out, you have to register that game. You type the CD key in, and it registers the game with them. Now, I've had an account. I have 200-something games on my Steam account. And a lot of them I buy boxed, and it comes with the CD key is actually connected to your Steam account. So even though I buy the physical copy, if I need to reinstall it, it still has to go through that account. If I were to sell that game, if I were to give you, here's Dead Space for the PC, play it. You type in that code and go, this code's already activated. You can't play the game. Sorry. Now, because of the online nature of that we're headed to, consoles are probably going to start doing something very similar to that. I don't know why, there's been all this talk of the PlayStation's going to have proprietary discs or whatever they've been talking about. I can't even remember.
Hell, Nintendo's been doing proprietary disc formats forever.
Was it? Maybe it wasn't a proprietary disc, but they were talking about a way to circumvent used games. And if they really want to do it, they just got to do it like the way Steam does it and tell people not to bitch about it. But, I mean, it will suck seeing used games go away.
It might be similar to whatever software they're using for cross-play games, like PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, the new Sly game coming out. Mm-hmm. There's these retail games that you buy them $40-$60 in store, and it says cross-buy on it, where you also get a copy of the game for the Vita. Most people thought, they're going to have a code in there so I could just put the code in my Vita and it's mine. But it doesn't work that way. You actually put the disc in your PlayStation 3, and you look under a section called Disc Benefits, and you click on it, and it activates in the PlayStation Store that you can get the copy of the game and download it. And then once it's in your download history, either download to the console and transfer, or fire up your Vita, download it that way. But you apparently can't use that benefit a second time in a different console. Mm. I haven't tested it out because I don't know anyone else with a PS3 to try it.
Yeah.
But I would love to see what happens if I pop my copy of Sony Smash Brothers in your PS3.
Sony Smash Brothers.
That's what the game is. Let's not pussyfoot around.
The other thing you mentioned, too, was the artwork. You like paying for the artwork and you like these collector's editions and stuff. Now, my PC game collection, I've gotten rid of a lot of it over the trying to save up for what I'm doing next with myself. But I had so many collector's editions. I mean, I
porn audition.
My collection was like his, but I didn't have a place to put all my stuff.
Yeah.
So every game that's coming out, it's like, all right, cool. The new Dead Island comes with a statue. Skyrim came with a statue. Dead Space 3 Dev Edition comes with a statue. Your fucking Kingdoms of Amalur thing.
That's a nice.
That's a nice statue.
Statue.
But comes with a statue. It's like, all of these fucking things come with fucking statues. And it's like,
yeah, you start to run out of room.
What am I going to do with all these goddamn statues?
Not at all. Really? I'm sure my wife can attest to that.
the thing is, I think our generation...
sits in the corner and smirks.
Our generation of men kind of wants to go back to when we had our action figures. But we want those action figures to be more descriptive, more detailed, more... Like, I would never let my kid play with this action figure.
Yeah.
This is mine to put on a shelf.
See, yeah. What I
like,
think...
Just like one of my favorite cartoons was Voltron. Always wanted to have the lion guy, you know? Always wanted to have that.
I had one of the feet.
I found it. You can buy it. And it's die-cast metal. And it's amazing detail. Yeah, and it's $120. And I'm like, I would never spend $120 for this toy for... my kid.
And I was thinking,
but I want
only $120.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, man, there's a friggin'...
like $200-$300
or something.
There's
a Mazinger figure that's $450 or something. It's, like, the most unbelievable thing you've ever seen in your life. I would pay that. If I had a house and I had a place to display it, I'd buy that. I'd put it, like, you'd open the door and you'd see that display case right there. It'd look like something out of a heist movie.
And I'd say probably, like, 75% of people that would go into your house or my house... wouldn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
But then you'd have people like us go over and we're like, wow, that's cool.
You would just booge all over.
It's Boge, I'm French.
Boge.
Boge.
I would much rather them, like, charge me an extra $10, but give me a game that the packaging has some love put into it.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, absolutely.
I miss the days of, like, the fucking Lunar set that came out years ago.
Oh.
Like, a leather-bound instruction manual.
Hardcover
instruction manual.
Yeah.
Like, give me a goddamn instruction booklet. That's all I want. I just want something that, like, I get home, and I tear open that game, and I'm like, man, I gotta take a shit before I play this game.
Exactly.
I'm gonna sit there for the next 3 hours. I'm gonna sit there for the next 3 hours and read this novel of instruction manual. And I'm going to know the entire lore of this world. I'm going to know how to equip 16 different types of friggin' magic.
Before you even put it in your console
or
your computer.
Yeah.
And we won't read directions to put
together...
I'm watching
Dynasty. You got to wait.
We won't read the directions to put together an entertainment center or a chair or a table.
But a game.
We'll take that game pamphlet or that instruction manual. We'll go... take a crap.
You will memorize that shit.
You know, there's the other thing, too, is they'll come out with these collector's editions, like the Dead Space 2 one came with a replica plasma cutter. And I was excited. I was like, oh, my God, it's going to come with a fucking plasma cutter. Get out.
Yeah.
I was so pumped.
And it's the size of my phone.
Yeah, it's this little tiny thing. And I grabbed two of them because I thought it was going to be awesome. And that's the thing that really annoys me is they're like, we're going to give you the coolest fucking special edition you've ever tasted in your life.
Wow, it just got serious.
In a world. Metal Gear. You got fucking, like, the Skyrim one. That dragon was shit. I'm sorry, but, like...
I like it.
You see, but I think the plastic's cheap. I think the paint job is substandard.
I think the plastic of the wall is cheap, but I think
the wall is, like, play school, yeah.
I think the actual dragon itself... is nice.
Dude,
it looks nice.
You know what that plastic is? It's fucking recycled ball pits. Balls is what it is. It's got that rubbery texture to it.
But it still looks good on my shelf.
Yeah, it doesn't look as good. Probably doesn't look as good as your Amalur one.
It looks even better with my little Mickey Mouse from the Epic Disney Special Edition on the Wii riding it holding a paintbrush.
Oh, my God.
That looks awesome.
You know, we are going to have to take a good, like, panoramic... photo of your crap.
Well, like,
to put as a visual.
Maybe I'll do
on a
gaming
site.
Post,
you know, hey, download
shit.
Download our podcast and get a glimpse into
the world of Joe Cam.
The nightmare that Joe Cam's wife has to deal with.
A good collector's edition was the BioShock 1 collector's edition. I mean, that had a solid... I mean, that thing was plaster and metal, you know?
And
I mean,
it broke.
And it broke.
In every shipped copy.
If it was broken and you sent away for it, you got
a replacement.
Not only did you get a replacement that you didn't have to send back the other one, which mine, the arm just fell off, and I glued that back on. You couldn't even tell.
So
I got two of them, and I got an art book. That you couldn't get a printed art book that I ended up selling for like $300.
I didn't know that they gave art books with that.
Yeah, no. You were supposed to get an art book if you sent out for it.
Oh, see, that's cool.
And it was the only printed version of it.
I missed out on that because I didn't think I would enjoy Bioshock. I saw it on a shelf in GameStop for 80, 90 bucks, whatever it was. I don't remember. And I'm like, oh, it looks cool, but I don't play first person
shooters.
You
want one of the big daddies? I have one.
I have two big daddies at home.
Of course,
both of them are
of course,
broken.
This guy.
Well, the one I got from your store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the box and the guy inside was...
The one I wasn't supposed to sell. I sold it to you anyway.
You weren't supposed
to
sell
it? The time. Oh, no. Half the stuff I sell to you, my boss would...
Nice.
He'd be like, why are you selling things out of the back? I'm like, because they've been back here for 16 years and are worthless now.
Well, before you leave, you got to let me know what other cool shit's back there.
There's really nothing left. Every holiday we kind of sift through, pull out the rare games that we've been hoarding. And drop them all online to make money. And,
you got to put some aside for me.
Since I did that massive organization not too long back,
damn,
he raided through and got all the treasure that was back there.
Well, we have a sealed Chrono Trigger back here.
Oh, God, right? Well, no, what was? Actually, probably Tales of Destiny 2 was like you pull that out and it's like shit. The disc only. This is like $100 right
now.
Yeah.
If you ever see a Valkyrie profile come in there,
dude,
just
coming
punch
right.
your they're, boss in the face and hold it
Valkyrie
for me.
Valkyrie profile's a dime a dozen.
All right, well,
no, it isn't.
We're digressing.
Yeah. Anyway.
We are digressing far from the fact that THQ dissolved.
THQ dissolved. And it might... But once... I mean, coming back around to that, it's because they were trying to deliver products
that people didn't want.
Just like some of these hokey-ass collector's editions that are coming out.
Yeah,
I could see...
And hokey-ass DLC that they focus on instead of producing new games.
My biggest problem with DLC is when the DLC is you're just unlocking stuff that is on the disc.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. When you explain that to me...
Yeah, like...
About, what was it?
Well,
the Batman game. Weren't you discussing
No,
how...
Batman wasn't like that.
No, like, well, it Catwoman DLC,
the
technically.
Catwoman.
You downloaded that.
Yes, but only if you bought it new. If you bought it used, the Catwoman thing was a code. So if you bought it used, you didn't get the Catwoman DLC code.
Yeah.
And literally, in the fucking game, you get to this point where it's like, all right, now you can do these Catwoman things. But you can't if you bought it used, so
yeah.
Pay
like
us
$10. It just shows a cutscene, then you don't see that. But, like, that was a good 400 meg download or something.
Yeah.
Like, there was actual content you downloaded for the Catwoman stuff.
I thought I was talking to you when you were telling me
no,
that.
The big,
well, Capcom does that.
The big one recently is Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Those
was
bastards.
A huge one where they had 16 characters that were going to be DLC when the Vita version came out, and the Vita version would have all those characters included. And then you could buy the other 16 characters, and all 16 of them are on the fucking disc.
Well, the thing is, too, before they even announced what those characters were, people who bought the PC version of the game...
hacked it and found out.
Yeah, they went through the data on the disc and found out, wait a minute, there's all these characters on here. And now, I know that this is... Well, I guess we'll circle back on the THQ thing.
I think
we're
done with
like
THQ.
Is there anything we wanted to hit on besides the fact that...
Just...
They got big eyes over the whole U-Draw thing, and
yeah,
we'll come back another podcast on where they dissolved to.
To me, the biggest one is South Park went to Ubisoft.
Yeah,
and I think is it Koch Media, the guys behind Deep Silver, like Dead Island.
Yeah, they took.
I think they picked up Volition.
Yeah, they picked up Volition. But anyway, what the fuck the DLC thing? Is that what you're talking about?
They got Volition and Saints Row.
I can see the whole. The whole unlocking.
Oh, the unlocked characters, yeah.
Only because I'm in a predicament now, because I waited so long to get a Xbox 360 and to get some of these games and whatever. I just got a copy of Marvel Ultimate Alliance. And when Joe had it, which got me into that game 5 years ago, maybe?
Something like
maybe
that.
More, it was a long time ago. You could download 4 extra characters.
Something like that.
Which I will never have now.
Yeah, well, the problem...
But if they were on the disc and you just unlock them, there is a possibility that you could still access them.
But they weren't. The gold edition has them on the disc. But that's a completely, like, you would have to find a gold edition mm-hmm. of the game, which got valuable because you can't get those characters anymore.
Yeah. Well, the problem...
Activision lost the licensing for the Marvel characters.
The problem with the whole on-disc DLC thing is it brings up the concept of when you buy the game, when you buy that disc, allegedly the companies say that they are... You are buying a license to access the content that they specifically want you to see on that disc. And not necessarily... You don't own... It's not like when you buy a car, if you buy the car is yours. So long as you don't owe any money on it, the car is yours. But what they're saying is like, well, we sold you the license to use the car. We didn't say you could, you know... We have the
You could use the glove box.
No, well, let's say
the hell out of that.
Let's say it has a limiter. Let's say it has a limiter on the speed. Yep. And they're like, well, we sold you the license to use the car, but you can't take that limiter off because we didn't intend for you to do that. It's there, but... And maybe one day when we put out the 2013 edition of this vehicle, you can come back down and you can purchase the speed upgrade. Yeah. Which, I mean, and I understand from the company's point of view, they wanted to do it to help basically make it so it's not as large of a download, which I can understand because that costs money for the company, mm-hmm. and to help quell compatibility issues. It's much easier for them to release a small patch that has just, like, files for balance and things on it than it is to, like, make you download all of these complex animations and things that they have built for it, as far as I understand, if I'm right. I'm sure somebody will tell me if I'm wrong. But, I mean, I think that that's absolute bullshit. If you buy the disc and that content's on the disc, they cannot... They better not dare try to ban me if I want to play with one of those characters, or... tell me no, because I bought that game, and that's what's on that game. That's why I bought that game.
I can see it in one type of situation where they have the disc, and the disc has all this downloadable content that is on the disc, and it's locked, right?
Yeah.
In order for that to sit well with me, is you're paying for the game without all that crap.
Yeah.
They're going to put all that crap on there. They're not going to charge for all that crap that they're putting on there. They're just going to put it on there, and they're going to be like, we hope you download it all, and we make our money back. And that's the only way that I could see that being an acceptable thing. But, of course, that's not what they're doing.
I think on-disc DLC in general is dumb, because the whole point of DLC is that you're downloading content.
Yeah, back to that thing that I said earlier, that it was an expansion pack. Typically, you had to go out to a store... And you had to buy the expansion, and you had to install it on top of it. If it's already in there, like, why am I paying you people for content that I thought I already paid for? Yeah. There's no point.
So I can at least understand that with a Game of the Year edition, because it's a specific re-release with all that content included in your price.
Yeah, especially if for instance, when Borderlands 1 came out, didn't really care. I didn't seem to be my thing, but... when I saw how wacky the expansions got for it, I'm like, wow, this looks cool. Like, I like that idea. So when the Game of the Year edition sold me on that game, and it was nice that I could go out and buy all of this stuff all at once. So I'm okay with that. It's just, don't hide it on the disc. And Capcom keeps wanting to do this over and over again, and they really enjoy kind of beating up their fan base.
Yeah, they piss a lot of customers off lately.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, they put out good games, they put out quality games, and I enjoy them, but what game came out? Oh, I guess the newest Street Fighter and Street Fighter Cross Tekken, I did not go out and buy because of this nonsense, because they've done it before, and I thought, wow, I'm going to be paying them, and I'm going to be supporting them if I pay them, so I'm not going to allow this. They canceled a game I really wanted, and they keep doing this over and over again, and they keep coming up with excuses, and it's not... It's going to kill their company if they keep deciding to piss off their fans.
Sure.
Game cancellations could lead to a whole nother hour-long discussion,
I know, right?
Based on Mega Man alone.
Yeah.
But before we wrap things up, the one thing I wanted to touch on is February is upon us. And I see this big campaign online called 4 for February, where you take your pile of shame, as people like to call it, which is pretty much games that you have bought and finished, or not finished, and games that you've bought and never even played yet. And that's your pile of shame. And the goal for February is to pick four games from your pile, play one a week, and start clearing out your pile. So I was curious what games you guys have in your piles of shame that you would like to touch on. And maybe wrap up in the month of February.
I still have Dead Island sealed. That's how far back my pile of shit to play
what's
is.
PC?
PC, yeah. Most of my stuff's PC.
Friggin' PC.
No, you obviously have not seen the Fist of the Dead Star mod for it.
No.
Are you familiar with Fist of the North Star?
Yes.
It is a mod that basically makes you Kenshiro, and you run around going, punching things as fast as you can, and watching them whip up into the air and explode.
Nice.
But it's Dead Island.
I was just going to say, if you had on 360,
I will show it to you afterwards. It is a riot. But, I mean, games I'd actually like to play, I mean, Ni No Kuni just came out. I do want to pick that up and play. Halo 4 is one of the ones I was getting to. I was doing Halo 1, 2, 3.
Is that in your pile of shame? This is
This was like...
So you have Halo 4?
Yes, I have Halo 4. It's over at my buddy's because we were doing a marathon of those and we never finished it. So that's pretty much like... That was probably the legitimate one in the pile of shame.
Touching on that, Halo 3 ODST and Halo Anniversary are two games I need to finish up.
Anniversary is
playing through them.
What the fuck else?
Jeez. Well, I was doing Anniversary with my friend Pappy... And he just stopped playing. We did like 2-3 stages, and that's about it.
If you're going to talk Halo, I didn't like Halo 2.
Halo 2 is a sack of shit.
As much as Halo 1. I didn't even get halfway through that game and have not gone back to it.
Well, in the Halo marathon I was just mentioning before, where we're going to do 1 through 4.
Please don't make me finish Halo 2.
Halo 2 is like, we did Anniversary Collection of 1, and we were doing the fun thing where you switch the graphics back and forth, because you can do that. And
achievement!
the old graphics, I mean, they're bad, but the game is still very playable. It's still very fun.
Yeah.
We get to Halo 2, and that game is just, like, awful. Like, the graphics are horrible, everything pops in. I just don't understand, like, some of the level design. I've never been more confused trying to go room to room. We had to figure out where we were by looking at the bodies and the bloodstains just to see, like, fuck, we're in this fucking room already.
Yeah. I have a Game of the Year edition or special edition, whatever.
Oh, that's the collector edition.
Collector edition. It came in a metal case.
Yeah, that's
and, the it's got a nice booklet. You know, we're talking about the...
No, nice that was when collector's editions I started taking notice of growing up. That was a cool one,
and it was terrible because I think I just finished one when I started playing two, like back to back, and I have played so far into two, I'd rather just play one through again than continue playing this game.
Well, the thing about two is like when that came out, I think me and my friend just marathoned it that night and kicked the shit out of it. And I've never been so angry just because, I mean, at the time, the graphics problems and things like that didn't bug me as much as it does now, because that game just does not age well in comparison to Halo 1.
Mm-hmm.
But the ending of the game is, like, the biggest cliffhanger. And it's not like a TV cliffhanger here. This is a game cliffhanger. We had to wait, like, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, that was bullshit, the end of that game.
I mean...
It's like, it's time to finish this fight, the end. What the fuck?
Well, the whole thing, like, I'm like,
did it finish on, three, or did it finish on one of those?
It finished on three. And then four starts a new trilogy, a new story.
Because wasn't there all kinds of bullshit between two and three? Or was that between three and four?
Reach is
was before one.
Technically,
and then ODST, I think, was just something going on at the same time as three.
Yeah, see, the Reach...
side story.
There's a pretty big universe that the books for, and the books are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The fall of Reach is sort of the birth of the Spartan program, and a lot of it takes place on this planet Reach, which is our, like, second Earth. And the game and the book has to deal with the point where the Covenant find it, and they come and try to... Basically, Reach falls. They destroy Reach. They glass the planet. They shoot it with enough plasma that it gets covered in glass and just basically burns up.
Yeah.
So that's bad. But then, literally, the end of that, they, like, as that fight's going on, the Master Chief jumps to where the Ring World is, based off of coordinates that Cortana had. Then the Halo stuff starts, because they find the Ring World. They do Halo. Halo 1, they get, the Chief gets back to Earth, the Covenant find Earth, oh fuck. And then, you fight there for a bit, and then I think you, like... Dude, we can hear you whisper from across the room. How crazy is that?
The wife has to leave to meet a friend.
Two.
Let's give Jacob a shout-out.
The thing
gotta
that...
Gotta go meet Jacob for money if he's listening to this. Jacob, Ashley's going to meet you. So, you'll see her.
Holla.
The thing that aggravated me about, they showed all of these, like, crazy scenes you fighting on Earth. And you fight on Earth, and it's, like, beat. The time that you're there is, like, it's not what you expected it to be. And then you end up going to another Ring World. And then by the time you finish that, you get back to Earth, and it's, like, the pivotal moment. And the Chief is like, we're going to finish the fight. And then it ends, and you're like, shut the fuck up. Like, I have to wait, like, years to see what happens. And then 3 was good. I like 3. But I don't understand why people even have an inkling of love for 2. 2 was just... 2 ate my asshole.
I think it's more like people were big out. On...
2's, no, you're not. 2's in my pile of shame, and it's never going to be my 4 for February. Ever. Ever.
So what is in your 4?
Oh, jeez. My problem with my,
Way to break.
Dropping cups and stuff.
Why are you breaking stuff?
Oh, breaking stuff. And...
Why are you breakdancing?
It's a nice Christmas mug, because...
Oh, my Christmas mug.
We still celebrate Christmas in February.
Who says it? That's just a fucking snowman. It doesn't have anything to do with Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right.
Holiday mug.
It's my holler mug. Holler.
All right. Holler at your boy.
So my problem with my pile of shame, as I explained to you, Joe Cam, is I'm a little OCD, maybe. I'm a stickler for completion. And it bothers me if I can't finish something at 100%. So I'd rather not finish.
Yeah.
All potential future employees or employers, check out this portion of the show. And don't hire me. Because I have not finished Mario Galaxy 1 yet. Because I don't want to finish it without all 120 stars. I think I'm at 116. I have not finished... me and my son are very into Skylanders and Skylanders Giants. I have not finished either game because I want to complete each level with 3 stars before I go on to fight Chaos in the final level and everything. Zelda. I'm a big fan of Zelda games. I've always liked Zelda games. And Twilight Princess... I have not finished because I'm at the part where you're guarding the carriage and shooting the bow and arrow, and I can't grasp that that portion of the game.
I can't do things
with the bow and arrow
in the games.
Things confuse me.
Yes, they do. So that's where I'm at. Where I borrowed Resident Evil 4 off of you.
Yeah,
and I got so far, and I put it down and didn't come back to it for months, but I did finish that finally.
So that's out of your pile of shame.
That's out of my pile of shame now. But I have a lot of games like that where I don't want to complete them until I can complete them 100%. So I end up playing it and then looking for walkthroughs online.
Maybe you should ease up on that restriction a little bit.
I look for walkthroughs online to help me find certain items, or I'll buy the game guide or something like that.
Finish a goddamn game, Bogue.
Oh, you know what? I should try to finish Dark Souls.
There you go. I
got close. I was very close to beating that game.
There you go. That's one for February.
That'll be the one I try to beat.
There you go.
I'll let people know how far I get. It'll probably be 5 more minutes into a dungeon. But fuck the fucking game.
But I think more so...
That's how everybody finishes Dark Souls.
No, not the guy who beat it. There's a speed run now. It's like 30 minutes or something.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable watching these people who are that crazy at this game do it.
I think my last words playing Dark Souls are, fuck this dragon!
Which dragon?
I don't
know. Was it the vagina dragon?
I don't care.
Probably the first dragon.
Yeah. Well, you actually don't even need to fight him. You just go around
if
him.
If I can physically fuck a dragon, I don't care what dragon it is. I mean, that would be pretty intense and incredible.
He's Donkey from Shrek. He will fuck dragons.
I'm throwing in content where I can.
So what other games would you like to finish this month? I know both of us have said Skylanders 1.
Skylanders,
we would like to wrap up.
Yeah. We're both in that boat together, kinda.
So I'm personally, I guess, Halo 3 ODST and Halo Anniversary. There's two of my four. Skylanders, I would like to finish that up and then maybe start on Giants.
Spyro's Adventure, the first one. Yeah.
And then the fourth one, I think I would like to finally get around to playing Enslaved.
Oh, yeah, that
game's
supposed to be
good. I've heard so much
good
about that, and my buddy Matt Reese came up, and he was playing it, and it looked like a hell of a lot of fun. I think that's something I would like to sit down, fire up, and try and beat.
I need to get my hands on Vanquish.
I have it.
I heard Vanquish is sweet. I keep hearing that game's sweet.
That's in my pile.
Yeah, it's in your pile. No, I think next month, though, the only games I'll even have time to... I mean, because amongst all my projects and all that bullshit, I want to try to beat Dark Souls, which is not, like, that's not... that's like saying, yeah, I just want to go out and build a house, guys. I'm just gonna build a house this weekend. Don't worry about it. And then... What was the other one I said that I wanted to do? Oh, Halo 4. Halo 4 wouldn't be that difficult. But, I mean, amongst my projects, that, and then still being a dedicated Planetside player, that's tough love. Because, I mean, that game is, there's no end.
Yeah.
You get in and you just fight the war with your teammates and actually...
tap the vein every day and...
Well, I mean, you can...
Jump in.
Well, it's nice because it's not like a typical MMO where you're going to go in and you're gonna grind your dailies and you're going to go and try to make a little headway in that raid. this is like one... Now, mind you, one man doesn't often make a difference, but one man can make a difference. If you're pushing a facility, they have a vehicle that they're spawning from called a Sunderer or an AMS if you're an old-school Planetside player. If they've got one of those, and it's the thing that they are all spawning from, if you can, like, we did a thing the one day. When you're a squad leader in that game, like when me and my team are rolling together, whoever's a squad leader has a squad beacon that you can place down, and it lets you drop pod in. Basically, like you're in like a metal pod drops from space. If you land on anything, you do heavy amounts of damage to it.
I thought you said drop pod, like
drop pod. Yes, exactly.
Like in Colorado, it's legal now.
Get Blaze. What's up, man?
No.
We're in a fucking war, man.
I'm talking more like Starship Troopers type of shit. So we had one thing. We're trying to defend this. I think it was a tech plant. On Amarish, the three people who are listening to this, one of them might play Planet Cycle. I know, I've been there. So we were losing
you said tech plant. I heard eggplant.
Eggplant, no,
so
no.
The eggplant wizard from Kid Icarus is there.
Tech nine plant.
It's great.
No,
tech
so
nine, motherfucker.
We're trying to defend this plant, and we're starting to lose it. And I'm like, wait, we need if we just take out that AMS, we're good. Like we can. We will stunt their attack completely. They'll have to pull out another spawn vehicle and drive it over. It gives more than enough time to regroup, repair things, get everything going. So I literally jetpacked. I told my commander, I was like, give me squad lead. And then I jetpacked over a series of little buildings, like from the roof of the tech plant, which is huge, made my way over these series of buildings to where the building right before where their AMS was hiding behind. And I plant the beacon down. And then we all start drop podding down, hitting the top of the vehicle and with the pods, and then we killed it. We actually blew it up. One of my teammates hit it with the last hit, and we stopped their attack, but like a minute later, they had already had enough people on the ground to finish off taking the facility, so we did lose it, but it was close. Like, if we had thought of this a few minutes earlier, you know, and that's all it takes sometimes, is that one guy to come up with that plan and get it off. So it's
bet you like getting it off.
I do like getting it off. I like pounding the AMS with my drop pod.
Tim just like solidified. He put the nail in the coffin. We are officially nerds. Looking for a nerd listeners to enjoy our nerddom with us.
I think if you make a podcast, it already solidifies the fact that you're a nerd.
Right?
I think if I was stoned, I would have thought he was literally talking about jetpacking from building, like, New York City. And I'm just like, I'm getting involved. I'm like, no.
Well, see.
Wait, dude. Really? And then he's, like, talking about the pods dropping down on top of the thing. I'm like, oh, what happened?
Well, it's funny. It's funny you say that too, because one of the launch trailer, well, not the launch trailer, but they had a cinematic trailer for this game, and the cinematic trailer is insane. Like, it doesn't accurately represent gameplay, but what it does do is it gets you hyped. It makes you think that way, almost like you're fucking stoned and you're sitting there. I've never smoked pot, so everybody knows.
I have,
so I don't actually know what this is like.
But we don't know who said that.
It helps you get that feeling, that hype where you're like, oh my god, is this what I'm going to be doing? Am I going to be that guy in that jetpack? Am I going to jump on the front of a jet and shoot the pilot out? Like, is this these epic things? Is that what's going to happen? And I had this discussion with a friend of mine when the trailer came out, and I'm like, well, the game's not exactly like that. It's not to say you can't do that. It's just it's not going to happen like the cutscene. But so, in this cutscene, though, it's about this guy. He's trying to get to this certain point in the map, or in the cinematic, to plant a squad beacon so the entire army can rain down. And I did this, and it was this really, like, hokey-dopey, like, here I am in my fucking jetpack, like, wee! Like, trying to fucking just sneak
just
up.
Sneak
like,
in there.
I'm like, oh, they don't fucking see me. I'm on my vent the server with my friends.
Cartoon where you're just tiptoeing bush to bush.
Well, like, I'm seriously, like, on...
Very, very quiet.
I had to jetpack over because if I was on the ground, the army was on the ground and they would have shot the shit out of me. And I'm like, I'm just fucking, like, I'm going to jetpack over this fucking building.
Just flying
and I'm like, I'm on vent and I'm like... I'm almost there. And, like, I'm looking over. I think I did shoot one or two people on the way, too, because there's little balconies that connect, like, second level, second story, second floor sections of the buildings. And I fucking, so I make it, and I plant the beacon. I'm like, fucking did it, go, because they're all waiting in the dead screen, waiting for the spawn beacon to pop up so they can all launch at the same time. But it made me feel like that cutscene, even though it's not as ridiculous. Ridiculous as the cutscene is,
yeah.
It's like the game delivered on that, and yeah. that was important that actually was sure. Possible,
and,
you know.
And that night you went to bed feeling like a hero.
I went to bed sexually aroused. You're correct. No, I did go to bed feeling like
a
friggin' hero.
Of sanding and worked that all out.
Yeah, no, I was I worked all the sand. I need more very coarse sandpaper.
No one else will get that joke. But we're laughing, and that's
it's
all
that
matters.
That inside joke. Like the rash.
So moving on. Laughter might as well just be dead air. When we're laughing at me.
But anyway, THQ dissolved.
Holy moly.
I almost spit out my Mountain Dew. Is that a paid plug?
By the way, we might as well be sponsored by them.
Doing the podcast. And no one was the wiser.
You could just edit the two together.
No. There. What do you mean two? There's no two. We never had a technical hiccup.
Just not at all. Shut up, Og. Shut up.
So THQ...
Yes, THQ dissolved. Which we have mentioned
a few times.
About a dozen separate times.
What are you talking about? That's all the entire podcast was about, was THQ.
That's the only thing we've talked about.
And all of their blunders with PlanetSide 2.
Fucking you draw.
And the plot of the Halo games that well, THQ could, obviously made.
You could see how they got excited over the you draw thing, but I just think they are way ahead of themselves.
Like our podcast.
Glad that we have a structured list of things we have.
Well, we didn't. We have a structured list for
you
next week.
You shut up. We had a
structured list for next week,
shut
sir.
Shut your whore mouth.
You shut your whore.
Okay, so we touched on THQ. We kind of touched on our February. Did you even mention what you were going to cover?
Yeah, I said Dark Souls.
Oh, we all did?
Dark Souls and
Halo
Vanquish.
4. No, Vanquish I'd like to play. I just threw that in there because
February 4, you named two.
Oh, February 4th. What the fuck? I'm not going to be able to play four fucking...
It's called February 4th.
No, that's why, I got into Planetside, was because just I knew I would not be able to do
You can
four
finish
games.
It in like 15 minutes.
But Super Mario Brothers 1, Super Mario Brothers 2, so fuck you.
Yeah, you can finish it in 15 minutes if you know the layout of the last castle.
I can't beat that last goddamn Hammer Brother. In Bowser's Castle?
Look at this guy.
Are we seriously talking about...
He can't beat the Hammer Brother. Look at this guy. Look at him.
I'll admit it. I have never beat Super Mario Brothers 1.
I think there's a cream for that.
Because that last Hammer Brother has killed me.
For real.
I'm serious.
For real.
Yes.
So, Super Mario Brothers, the original one, yes. For NES,
yes,
is in your pile of shame.
No, because I watched other people beat it. So.
Oh, and you like warp.
I watch other people beat it all the time.
No, are you talking about the last... I know you like to watch people beat it.
Are you talking about the last Bowser that throws the hammers on the end of 8-4?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've never beat it?
No.
Even warping?
I would get to there. You come out the one pipe right before Bowser. Right, well, and there's a flat area there with a Hammer Brother.
Hold on a
He's
minute.
He's killed me every time.
All right, so.
Wow.
Feb 4. Joe.
Joe Cam has
AKA.
To, AKA.
Large.
Large.
All right, what are your four games?
Mario 4.
Well, first of all, one of them's Mario.
No, Mario 1.
Mario, you have to beat Mario.
You have to.
If you don't beat Mario, fucking die.
Of embarrassment.
All right, so Mario, what's the other ones?
That will be my goal for the night then. Halo 3 ODST.
I'll come over and hold
Halo
your hand for it if you need.
3 OCD.
Yes.
OCD.
And Halo Anniversary. I guess we could lump those into
Halo,
one.
Halo. No, they're not one game.
It's just two Ola games.
One's a good game, one's a bad game.
There's going to be Skylanders.
Yep.
We're
going to do Skylanders. So that's Fall. Your four.
We're going to do it together. And then I would have liked to start and play Enslaved, since I've had it for so long and I've never...
All right, so
it.
You have five games on your four list.
Well, Mario's a
four. We cannot count on
Mario
on
is
the
a
Vaultcast.
One.
Mario has been forced.
Mario, you should complete. In like
Mario. All right. Well, we'll do that. We'll make a list of games, of four games that are in your pile of shame, but one you have to beat. So it's like a five game list, but you have to beat at least one of them.
Yeah. And you may never have to talk about the other four. Okay. But we will be talking about Mario in a future podcast.
So Bogey. Bogey.
Bougay.
Bougay. Bukake. Bukake. What are your four?
Well, one of mine is going to be Skylanders as well. As
Skyfall.
Skyfall. Skylanders. And,
Sklanders.
I don't know. I've discussed something. What do you think?
I don't give a fuck.
Nice. Thanks.
I do what I want. No.
Mario Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy.
Mario stars. Galaxy.
Yeah, I don't know if
that's what you have to do.
Yeah, he's got... How many stars do you say
to beat
have?
Mario, you have
I have
to beat
like,
Mario.
I have like four stars
I forgot
to
the
get.
X in Galaxy.
They're just hard. They're hard.
Get your last fucking four.
They are hard. I've tried.
They're hard, he says, ladies and gentlemen.
So is that last Hammer Brother. So fuck you. Beat Mario Galaxy. All right,
not
so
nearly as
Skylanders. All right, Mario Galaxy is the one you get the star on.
Oh, boy.
And...
I'll put down Zelda Twilight Princess because... I liked that game. I just got to a point where I couldn't go on, and I just
we're not
going to
beat any
it.
Of these fucking games. All right, no, one more. Not. Come on, baby. Come on, give it to me.
I can't even remember.
Give
one
it
more.
To me. Give it to me.
I can't.
Halo
even.
2.
You have to beat.
No. I'm not putting Halo. We'll not do that.
He has to beat Animal Crossing.
How do you can't beat that game?
Yeah. What the? You have to beat EverQuest.
You have to kill Tom Nook.
I would love... We need a hack of Animal Crossing where you can do stuff like that. Taking out Tom... You have an axe. You're robbing Nookingtons.
All right, come on. Come on, one more, baby.
I don't know. What did I mention for?
Didn't you mention, like, six to me on the drive up?
Yeah, we were talking
remember.
About this, like,
you
all day.
Hairy brain.
There was I'm, planning before this.
I'm trying
I swear.
To use my hairy brain.
Dead Space. You could buy Dead Space, the first one.
But it's not in his pile of shame, though.
It's not my pile of shame.
It doesn't count.
Now, this is dead air, because...
No, I'm putting Halo 2, because that is shameful.
No.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse.
Sucks.
I know it sucks, but there's no excuse.
The excuse is I'm not plugging my Xbox back in.
Go over to his house.
That's a valid excuse.
I'm putting it in your pile of shame anyway, because it's shameful.
Oh, no, your system's not online yet.
So. All right, that'll go to me.
Go to you.
AKA.
Yeah, well, you think you can. Reed. You can yeah. Think of your fourth one while Tim goes over his fourth.
I can't remember.
Tim.
AKA Small.
AKA Small.
Smally Smalls.
Okay, so we got...
Notorious T.I.M.
Dark Souls. I'm the only man of the group. Dark Souls. What was the other one I said I was going to do? Oh, Halo 4. Wow, we all have a Halo game on our list. That's
dude, I'll do Halo 4 with you if you want.
Me and my buddy, we'll finish our marathon this month.
Fuck you, then.
You fuck off, motherfucker.
You could do four-player co-op.
I thought you weren't going to just...
Oh, we could, online.
Throw out F-bombs just to throw them out, and you guys just started doing it.
We're trying not to fucking swear, but look what fucking happens, you motherfucking fuck.
You're fucking pissing us off.
Fucked us all the fuck up.
We just... pissed off so many listeners.
No, there's going to be some kid listening to this one day, years down the line, where we're rich and famous.
And he's going
to
be like...
his mom's going to like come in and be like, what the
fuck are you
Fraggle Rock
to?
Are you listening to? All right, so Dark Souls, Halo 4.
Going to have to beep that out.
What other games have I like started, liked, and didn't finish?
Okay, so two of you are contributing dead air to this discussion.
Dead
air?
Motherfucker, I've got just, solid... You see this?
I thought we discussed...
Solid picks.
We discussed this prior to even hitting record, and why... Didn't why you are you not...
My whole life is a pile of shame, so.
Didn't you say you own Vanquish?
No, I don't. I wanted to play it, but it's not my pile of shame.
Oh.
I said Nino Kuni, but I don't own
this that. This is going to have to be edited out.
Yeah, well, I'll edit out the dead air. I'll like fast forward it or something with Yakety Sax playing. There's some PC games I know I have that I haven't fucking played. I don't have my Steam account up. I'm going to look that up real quick. Talk about something, gentlemen.
So, they're Animal Crossing.
So, THQ.
I haven't even went back to
who bought what with THQ.
I haven't even went back
Gatling
to Animal Crossing.
Gears.
Animal Crossing after you gave me that special.
Gatling Gears is one. Go on.
Where I could.
Oh, the Wii. Yeah.
Yeah, where...
So you haven't played since?
No. Not since stuff's done automatically for me. Where I can have money just deposited into my account for no reason.
Set the code on to, like, make sure all your flowers... Technically, I guess the end game in Animal Crossing is completely paying off Tom Nook.
But when does that ever happen if you keep upgrading and keep paying them off, keep upgrading?
Oh, with the last upgrade. I think the last one is like 1 million bells or something stupid.
What's your house look like at that point?
It's friggin' massive. There, we'll give you that gold. I'll get you to play Animal Crossing again. Pay off Tom Nook. Completely.
Every time I pay him off, I owe him more money.
Yeah. Get it to where you're completely paid off. I know in the GameCube one you got a statue. I forget what the hell you... I think you got, like, a special flag on your house.
Isn't there a way to get, like, a special axe, a special shovel?
Yeah.
You have to bury stuff. Like, are you going to...
The shovel, I think...
You going to tell me, or you're just going to, like, let me sweat it out?
The shovel, I think you have to plant a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
And if the tree grows, you should get a golden shovel out of it.
If the tree grows.
Yeah, if.
Tree
That's,
grows
like, the easiest
shovel.
One to get.
Is there something... You throw something in the fountain...
No.
Or is that something else?
That might have been on the GameCube one. I don't remember. I know the net in the fishing rod you get after you've caught everything.
Whoa.
Hey, I didn't silence my phone again.
Ah!
Be able to play Borderlands 2. Oh, Pappy, fuck off. Doing podcast.
There's our little plug. Thanks, Pappy. He will listen, too.
You're listening.
He'll listen. He'll download and listen to it, and he'll be like...
asshole.
He'll be jazzed that he was mentioned.
Friggin' Pappy. That's he's like gonna put, second mention he's gotten, too.
He's gonna mention on his mainstream, and I was mentioned on a podcast.
Don't mention mainstreaming without him here. He doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve his plug for his mainstreaming blog, where he reviews movies every week.
You just did it twice.
Shut up, no, I didn't. I'm just telling you what you shouldn't mention.
I liked it when it was horrible stuff. Like, just going out, trying to find the worst movies.
That's friggin' Netflix on the Xbox. They need to bring back Netflix parties on the Xbox.
All right, so...
they get rid of it? So,
yeah.
Netflix crew, if you're listening, which I know you're not, and you never will.
I think it's more Microsoft crew, all because they changed everything to the Metro design for Kinect integration, where you can use your hand and choose tiles. No one gives a shit.
Listen, one day when your fingers are too fat... to use the controller.
They'll never be that
You're
fat.
Gonna wanna use the controller.
No, it's that's my biggest gripe with Xbox, is they were doing awesome this generation until the Kinect came out. And then they put so much goddamn focus on the Kinect.
I'll tell you what, though, the Kinect is casual right now, but as that technology gets better, it's gonna be really wild for what we can do with it.
I'm not even interested in the Kinect, besides the fact that
you want Dance Central, we know it.
Oh, absolutely. No, there's already several games owned by a certain step
thing.
Well, a daughterish type of thing.
What the
fuck? That I'm going to have to go ahead and get the Kinects so they can continue with their perfect lifestyle.
You don't need
perfect
to get
lifestyle.
Kinects. You just need one Kinect.
Whatever. No, I need the sensor bar thing. Whatever.
Yeah, that's one Kinect. Oh, listen to those keys jingling in your headphones. Did Jacob, who we're also not mentioning, show up?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Said he loves you.
Haha, making you talk on the podcast. But yeah, that's my biggest gripe with Xbox. Is
I thought you were about to say that's my biggest wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Joe's wife, by the way.
Their forced focus on Kinect and how everything needs to be compatible with Kinect. Everything needs to be able to be controlled with your hand over the Kinect.
I think it's cool. It's a cool novelty thing, but there's always going to be the major populace is going to want to sit with a controller in their hand and play a game.
Yeah, which is, you can still do that.
Sure.
But it's still the same layout on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, four icons on the screen, and then you have to scroll over four icons, scroll over four. Like, just give me a fucking list so I can scroll down and pick something.
Yep, you want your console to work more like your computer. In a sense that it's all on the screen. You know, you have all the icons right there. You want to go and you want to choose what you want. Yeah. With the controller, not your hand. Well, because it's not flawless. I've tried, you're squeezing invisible boobies and stuff. It's
We might want to come back around to this next week because that's something I have on the list for next week. Because I have a huge rant to go on with...
invisible boobies?
With invisible boobies. No, with the Xbox and where it's going. Because they have... I have a firm belief that... Microsoft is in a position to crush the rivalry with the other consoles. I mean, they
always have been. I always, ever since the Xbox came out,
I think when it came out, it was weak.
I thought when it came out, it was better than the PS2.
But so then I wasn't a fan of the original Xbox. I love the Xbox 360, and I absolutely hate the PS3.
Yeah.
It's a great Blu-ray player, but just the controller, the
and that's about
layout,
it.
The menus. I hate the system.
Well, I hated how...
PS3s are assholes.
PS2 came out and you could play DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Could you play DVDs on the PS1?
No. It was a CD system.
So the PS2 came out and you could play DVDs, but the Xbox came out and you couldn't. But then you could if you bought some kind of, like...
little dongle for the thing. It was stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So then the Xbox comes out. Xbox 360, as it were. What came out first, the PS3 or the 360?
360. It beat out the others by, like, a year.
So the 360 comes out. Has Blu-ray capabilities, but doesn't play Blu-rays.
360 doesn't have Blu-ray capabilities at all.
I thought its gaming graphics were...
Well, graphics...
No, it's high definition, but Blu-ray is a format.
Blu-ray, okay, that's Blu-ray's what I mean. Like, it had high definition capabilities, because you can do it on the games, but it doesn't
play Blu-rays.
We just
lost all credibility on this podcast.
I always do that.
You suck.
I will do that repeatedly.
You're fucking fired.
But now it plays DVDs, and then PS3 comes out, that plays Blu-rays.
Yeah.
You know, so they're always a step behind as far as that kind of stuff goes.
Well,
I don't understand.
See, here's technically a step behind.
Here's what happened is that with the PS2, one of the reasons why the PS2 succeeded and killed off things like the Dreamcast, was because of the fact that does Sony own the Blu-ray or not Blu-ray DVD? Sony created DVDs, right?
They're part owners of the DVD format.
Yeah, so they were one of the people who created the digital video disc.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, we're going to put this in our home console because it's the next big thing since the CD. which they kind of made a big deal with the PlayStation. The PlayStation was the first home console to catch on that used CDs. So they thought, we need to promote this new format.
Sure, but whatever happened to Laserdiscs? I want Laserdiscs, motherfucker.
Well, here's what they... Sony thought, well, we had success with the PlayStation 1 using a new format. We had success with the PS2. Now, DVDs were a huge deal. Because that was a leap. You didn't need a new TV to see the leap in quality and hear the leap in quality. So, whereas Blu-ray you do, which is one reason why I think that it didn't catch on as quickly, because not everybody went and got a PS3 and was like,
I need
this doesn't
TV.
This doesn't look any better. You know, it looks better, but...
The other problem is that when the PS2s came out, it was the first really affordable DVD player, and the jump from VHS to DVD was massive. The jump from DVD to Blu-ray,
unless you have the equipment,
isn't as massive. And DVD players were not cheap at the time. And when the PS2 came out,
it was fairly affordable.
It was like, look, you got your game console and your DVD player for this price.
Here's your stupid Wikipedia fact: is that DVD was invented and developed by Philips, Sony, Toshiba, and Panasonic.
Well.
But the big thing with Blu-ray is that was created by Sony.
Yeah,
that is their format.
There's a format war between Blu-ray and HD DVD. And
Xbox 360 had an HD DVD drive.
Add-on drive, yeah.
Which is now dead.
But, I mean, the big thing with the PS3...
I'd still love to find one of those, by the way.
...is they put a lot of their eggs into that Blu-ray basket, saying it's going to... People aren't going to buy Blu-ray players. They're going to buy PlayStation 3s. Just like a lot of people bought the PlayStation because it did DVDs. But since there wasn't a huge, like, noticeable leap, like Joe said, because you really needed a high-def TV to notice, and you needed an HDMI cord hooked up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And once you had all that, you're like, wow, look at this. But the general consumer had no fucking clue.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening was they came out with this very powerful system that was capable of all of these crazy things, and Microsoft came out with a very powerful system that's capable of very powerful things, but PlayStation
was more affordable at the time.
The PlayStation was also, well, yeah, expensive.
$599.
Yeah, the picture was the picture of the snake for the
PS3 launch price.
The picture of snake with a gun in his mouth, $599 below it. From the Metal Gear trailer. So, like, the PS3 is very difficult to code for. It has a very proprietary and specific processor. The Xbox is like all the other consoles that have come out before it. I mean, it's basically a modified PC.
Easy to develop for, create content for.
So, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that most games that get made that go to cross-platform, they're developed for the 360 first, and then ported to the PS3.
Mm.
And that's why a lot of games, if you go up and actually look at, I think GameSpy does a lot of this.
Eye of Truth.
Yeah, they'll have things where they'll overlap two screenshots from both consoles at the same point, and you can see which looks different. And usually the 360 one looks a little bit better. First-party PS3 games look better than first-party 360
good
games.
Good lord, yeah.
However, cross-platform games are always usually better on 360, the biggest case being Skyrim. Skyrim's broken on the PS3, and apparently they just fixed it, but I don't think anyone really cares at this point.
Yeah.
I think that everybody was burned that got it and had the save file.
It's been over a year.
Yeah. It's just not worth... I can't believe that was even released, and it's too little too late at this point.
If people
played the game too much, their save file wouldn't work, or the game would just chug at an extremely slow pace, because their save file was too large for the system to handle.
It just seems to me that true gamers, and I'm not talking about your bro dogs, because they'll always seem to go with the PS.
Come on, bro.
You know?
Fucking COD, bro.
Well, it
seems like they always go with the PS3 or the PS2.
I think the 360
games.
Is the bro console.
Yeah, the 360
think
is the bro
so?
Console.
Because I always thought that, you know, when it comes to, like, true gamers, it's either PC or 360. Well, and I see more guys going out buying Madden and you know, shooting hoops and Sky Dunk and, like, you know,
I think they're pretty competitive, but I think honestly a lot more bros hit up the 360 because of Call of Duty. Like, Microsoft and Activision are big time buddy buddies
sure.
for content and exclusive time frames, and all the Call of Duty games are pretty much first worked on for
I'm forgetting that, you know, the Call of Duty type games are
come on, bro.
Our big bro game.
Fucking A, bro.
Well, the other thing too is the online functionality, which is, you know, the big draw for a lot of those games now, is a lot more stable on the Xbox than it ever was on the PS3.
Sure.
The servers are policed a lot better, and it's because you pay for it. You're paying for a service, and you're getting what you pay for.
PS3 is getting a lot better. That's something I've shit on them for over the years, but they're getting better.
Yeah. But I
still don't think it's better than Xbox gaming, but...
At this point, we're going to have a two-hour podcast that you can just edit out an hour's worth of, like, our greatest hits.
Well, what I figure is, what I, you know, I'll go through the podcast and I'll take a look and I'll cut out some bullshit if need be. I'll just write down times like, this is where bullshit starts.
Lots of bullshit. And,
this is where bullshit is presently going on.
This is where bullshit goes to die.
And then we'll cut it back.
We'll release the unrated director's cut.
But yeah, nobody wants that. This isn't like Lord of the Rings.
Let's wrap this up. So next week,
Next week you're going to tell us about your thoughts on Microsoft. I'm going to give you my progress update on Super Mario Brothers.
Well, no, next week, not just that, but we can start talking about our pile of shame.
I only wonder how loud that tapping is in the microphone.
For large here, it's the original fucking Mario. He better finish it or he's going to get cut.
It's at last. Just get there with some flower power, man.
He's going to go through the original ass. Mario and four or three of these other games, Halo 3 ODST, Halo Anniversary, Skylanders, and Enslaved. Bojé.
Oh, I forgot Median. My fourth Rouge. One.
He's a...
Yeah, did you think of a fourth one?
I don't know if I have one.
You're a piece of shit.
So as it stands right now...
Play through my
your
games.
Your fourth is Halo.
Skylanders, Mario Galaxy, which he has to beat. That's the one he has to beat. Zelda Twilight Princess and Halo 2, which... he should beat, because he's a scrub.
If he needs, he could change that one next week.
Mine are Dark Souls, which is the one I have to beat, because I'm going to be a man. Halo 4, Gatling Gears, which is a great game if no one's played it, if you like twin-stick shooters. I think it's free on PlayStation Plus right now.
It's $250.
$250. Yes. It's very fucking good. And so is the other game that it's paired with, which is Greed Corp.
It's still on sale. That might have been last week.
And then the fourth game on my list is Metro 2033, because I've tried to get through that game like two or three times back when my computer couldn't handle it. But I think it can now.
Yeah, I think your computer's pretty boss.
Well, a $550 video card later, and it better fucking be able to run the game.
But yeah, that's what you guys have to look forward to for next week for our bullshitting session. Plenty of Dead Space talk, because I'm sure you're going to have a lot to say on that matter.
Stuff for next week, we're going to have Dead Space 3, and I'm going to try to talk about the hype of it, the scope of this game, because they wanted it to sell 6 million friggin' copies, which is not going to happen.
Really?
Yeah, they said for the franchise to continue, it has to sell 6 million copies.
So are we going to...
You're going to be talking about the final Dead Space game next.
Yes, yeah, the final Dead Space game. The Xbox 720 and how I think that it could basically win out the entire console war forever, period.
I'm interested to hear this.
Well, and in supporting them... it seems like PlayStation's kind of just going down. Like
we'll talk about it next week. We'll go over the next generation consoles and what has been announced.
Now, unless they do it like kamikaze style and go down right into Microsoft.
And then I'm thinking about talking about violence in video games too, since that's been a hot topic lately.
Sure.
Oh my lord, that could eat up four podcasts alone.
I know, right? And if we get my friend Margaret here,
Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher, she's gonna come. Bad Joe.
Oh my god,
Anita Sarkeesian, I think that's how you say her name. Hopefully, we'll have a discussion on her too.
We're getting sued for that, Joe. Just so you know.
Yeah, this was apparently episode zero of the oncoming series of vault casts. Hopefully you'll look forward to the next
whoever
one.
Whoever listened to this, thank you. Give us feedback.
It will get better. It will not be this much of a clusterfuck.
Yes, it will.
So, yeah, it probably will. But we'll try to keep the clusterfuckery under 2 hours.
But anyway, I am Joe Cam.
I am Bogue.
I'm Tim sometime.
And that went large, medium, small.
But, yeah.
And we thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time.